Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Georges Bizet's opera Carmen contains the perfect trifecta: high drama, an impassioned romantic triangle, and a lover's revenge. At the center of it all, the irrepressible, fiery, self-possessed Carmen. Not typical fodder for a high school production. But Voices of Carmen features teen and young adult performers and has been reimagined in a most ingenious way. Performances are at the Baltimore School for the Arts July 30th through August 2nd, before its debut at the Kennedy Center Millennium Stage August 3rd. There's also a preview at 11 a.m. today during Artscape at the Motorhouse Black Box Theater. Here to tell us all about it is C.J. Phillip, choreographer and artistic director of Dance and Be More, a theater and dance company that fuses movement, spoken word, and original songs and welcomes all ages of performers. Welcome, C.J.
Thank you.
Also with us are two young women who are both playing Carmen in the production, Wisheng Francois. Welcome, Wisheng.
Thank you.
And Faith Bender. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you.
CJ, first give us the basic plot, the synopsis of Voices of Carmen.
Voices of Carmen is set in a high school literature class where Miss Schuler is reading through the novella by Prosper Mérimée, which the opera was based on. At the same time, her fiancé, who also works at the same school, is the music teacher, and he is teaching Carmen to the musicians. And so we toggle back and forth between the literature class, who has decided to act out the story to bring the text to life, and Mr. Gary's class, who is playing the opera with a live orchestra on stage.
Oh. Where did the idea come from to adapt the opera Carmen for high school?
Well, I, 11 years ago, did this production in Zurich, Switzerland with my brother, who's also a choreographer. Oh. At the time, I was living in New York, and I was working in theater and doing Broadway shows as a performer and starting to dabble as a director. And we had saw some productions of Carmen and honestly saw one that just wasn't great. And we thought, I think we could do a better job of that.
This is just a standard production of Carmen.
Yeah.
Did not impress you.
And it was contemporary, and I thought, that's a great idea to do a contemporary Carmen. But let's just see how we might come up with something. And so we did. And we had some funders who were interested in working with young people in Zurich and asked if we can come up with an idea. We wrote a treatment for it, and they liked it. And then the next thing you know, it was a 9-month project. I went back and forth from New York working with a youth orchestra and a youth cast, and we mounted it in Zurich. It was a huge success, sold out. They shot a documentary.
Ah.
And I came back exhausted. And I thought, I would love to do this in the United States. I would love to do this with American kids. I would love to have their sort of voice and experience in high school to be shown inside of this project. I just need the right where, I need the right when, and I need the right why. And so fast forward 2010, I moved to Baltimore from New York City with my husband, who's a music producer. And when I started working with young people here, the talent was incredible. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? It's just so good and so vast and diverse. And then fast forward to 2018, talking with friends and looking at the news and looking at what's happening in our high schools and in our college campuses, looking at dating violence that's happening, looking at young people who are in really close relationships that aren't quite socially developed enough to be in. And so a breakup turns into someone coming to school with a gun or hurting someone else or harming them in social media. And I thought, this is no longer sort of edgy to have someone in an opera die at the end and it's in high school and I don't know if it's appropriate. This is actually needed now. We've got to start to get out in front of these challenges that our young people are facing that are different than when I was in high school. And so this is actually a collaborative piece that's between the creative team and the young people. So we have people on our creative team who are doing lights and sets and design that are 16 and 17 year old. And so it's meant to be collaborative in the creation of it, but also collaborative in the ideas around it that then we can have a dialogue about with an audience that comes to see it, as well as those who participate in it as performers.
Tell me more about this collaboration here in Baltimore.
So that's actually been really neat. We have auditioned young people from all over Baltimore. We had 5 auditions. We had them in North Baltimore, Baltimore, West, East, Central, and South Baltimore. As you know, Baltimore is very neighborhoody. And so if it's not in my neighborhood, it might not be for me, is how people think. And for that reason, you know, we were auditioning in Mondawmin Mall and auditioning over on the east side near Merville and then down in Brooklyn. And so our young people represent 19 zip codes and 20 different schools. And so we also auditioned and interviewed people to work on the creative team. And we have three wonderful young ladies who actually are students at Baltimore School for the Arts. One is our lighting designer who just graduated. Her name is Jade Pettis. Our set designer is 16 years old. Her name is Morgan Fuller. And our stage manager, Nasia Smith, is also 17 years old. And there is a technical director who's in his 30s, but he very much is hands-off, and it's their designs, their creative ideas. We also have a few Bloomberg Arts interns who are wonderful, and one is completely designing from my stick figure sketches that are literally ridiculous.
And I wish I could see them.
She's designing all of our projection in the show. And so when we have a creative team meeting, there are people ranging from 16 years old to 60 years old.
Wisheng, how did you get involved?
So I got involved because Ms. CJ reached out to me. I'm also a graduate of the Baltimore School for the Arts, the theater program. I graduated class of 2018. And so at BSA, I worked with CJ. She came and she choreographed our senior production. And from there, you know, I moved on, graduated. And during the summer or during the fall of the following year, CJ reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we're workshopping this show. We're having this performance. Can you come in and kind of join us in this? And so from there, that's how I first got involved with Voices of Carmen, through the workshop period and doing different shows of different excerpts from Carmen that, you know, would later be developed into what we're working on right now.
And Faith, how did you get involved?
I've been working with Dance and Be More in the ensemble for about 3 or 4 years now. So I've always kind of been involved with Miss CJ's creative processes. So it was really interesting when she came to me talking about how she wanted to start, you know, this new show in Baltimore called Voices of Carmen. I was like, what is that? But it was really awesome because I got to be part of like the very first steps of the show. So she was testing choreography out on me, and we were trying to see how things worked out choreographically and just like staging wise. So I was really lucky to be a part of like the very beginning of the show and its first like the building process. And now we're working on the full show, and I'm super excited.
And what for you has been the most memorable part of the whole process?
I think just what's really interesting to me as a dancer and a choreographer is seeing Miss CJ's process when she's directing and when she's choreographing for so many different people. I think that her ideas starts like just as an idea, and she has like these really brilliant ways of bringing them to life. And so I really look up to that, and I'm trying to learn, you know, how she does that, and so that hopefully one day I can be like that as well.
And Wisheng, how about you?
So the most memorable part for me about Voices of Carmen is the interdisciplinary aspects of it and how we integrate not only dance, theater, and acting, but also different forms of those things. So we not only have opera, which is, you know, where it stems from, but now Miss CJ has incorporated R&B and hip hop, and not only contemporary dance, but also hip hop dance and rap and spoken word. And not only that, you know, the collaboration where we're having youth and also the older generation and also people coming from all different parts and areas in the surrounding areas of Baltimore. And so it's definitely an awesome opportunity for networking and getting to experience different parts of the arts.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Wisheng Francois and Faith Bender both play the role of Carmen in the Dance and Be More production of Voices of Carmen, an adaptation of the original opera. Also with us is C.J. Philip, artistic director and choreographer. Let's listen to a clip from the production. This is called Crossroads.
North, south, east, west. At the crossroads of life, there is sometimes a test. Knowledge that you draw and they don't teach you in school. Don't let the road that you choose take you out like a fool.
Voices.
Is the production all new music and lyrics?
The production uses about a dozen original compositions by George Bizet, and then there are another dozen songs that I've written, and my husband and I have arranged them, and so he's a music producer, I'm a songwriter, and it's been quite a collaboration together as husband and wife to put together all of these pieces. And so there are about 26 songs in the show that people can look forward to.
Wow.
And we actually, one of the first things we did before we came to rehearsal is brought together a lot of our principal singers, rappers, spoken word artists, and have created a cast album. So when you come to the show, you can actually purchase the original cast album of Voices of Carmen.
Wei Sheng and Faith, you both are playing Carmen. How does that work?
So Voices of Carmen, the beginning of the show, takes place in a classroom. And in our literature class, we're actually reading Carmen, the novel.
And as we read through the novel, we kind of portray different parts of the novel as the same character. We express that story through different media. So we're dancing, singing, acting, different forms.
And the teacher, Ms. Schuler, sets it up that in this class, they're all going to take turns playing out this story. And so we see the students taking turns playing Carmen, taking turns playing Don Jose, and that allows for more people to play it. Also, as an educator, I know how often when you're looking for theater pieces, often there aren't a lot of enough parts for all the girls you have. And so there's sort of a method to the madness. It's very interesting to have the Carmens changing. There's dancing Carmens, there's acting Carmens, there's singing Carmens. But what it gives us is four Carmens, two sets of Carmen's best friends, and in total, 11 principal women in one show. And so for a high school theater teacher to have 11 principal women roles to give out is sort of like, whoa!
Dying and going to heaven.
Yeah. And there's actually 19 principals total. And the whole basis of this show is meant to be done here in Baltimore as a first step. We want it to be licensed and done throughout the country. And we're already scheduled to perform and present this production in Atlanta at the Atlanta Black Theater Festival in October.
What is the ultimate goal of this production?
So the ultimate goal is for high schools and colleges to say, hey, let's do our version of Carmen. Baltimore set a blueprint. And inside that blueprint, there's room for collaboration. There's room for faculty and students. There are certain numbers that I mandate are not composed until the school receives it, because your band will make their own composition of one of George Bizet's songs to be the song that happens at the end. Your students will make their own choreography for the club scene, because also we want it to have a life. And as you know, the dancing that's out now won't be out in 2 years, won't be out in 5 years. And so to keep it fresh, we need young people to tell us what's hot and what's not. And so inside this piece, when a faculty member says, I want to do this in Idaho and I want to do this with my students, also one of the things that we mandate is that there's a Carmen Youth Council of advisors who help to inform the direction and development of the piece whenever it's done. And then that when it is done, that you also combine it with Q&A. It's built inside the piece. Oftentimes you go to a show and you have a conversation about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Our conversations are actually part of the show. There's a pause in Act One where the audience gets to talk about the very conflicts that they're seeing on stage and how they experience those same conflicts in their life. And so our ultimate goal is to make people more aware of their own emotional health and how to address some of those conflicts and de-escalate, and also make them aware of resources. And we're partnering with Restorative Response Baltimore to help us with that.
Faith, what do you hope people take from this production that you're part of?
I hope that people really see it as an opportunity to kind of wrestle with their own emotional health and see, you know, how do I deal with conflict? How do I deal with disagreements between me and someone else? And I think that this conversation is very necessary, because in our society, violence is oftentimes the first response, and we don't know how to deal with our emotions, so we resort to violence. So I think ultimately this production could be a really informative piece for people who are wondering, like, how do I deal with these conflicts? Like, what do I do? And so having that partnership with Restorative Responses is, I think, really going to be beneficial to us and to everyone who sees the show and who's a part of the show. We get to have those really important conversations about how to deal with our emotions.
Wei Sheng, what are you hoping people take from it?
What I hope people take from Voices of Carmen is the importance of the arts in communities around the world, the importance of having young people being involved in the arts, because the arts has influenced me in my life and is now going to be probably the rest of my life, and how the arts actually has the power to create space for these conversations and actually create change, you know, within young people, so when they grow up, they're able to have different impacts.
Oh, this is an exciting production. Thanks for telling us about it.
Oh, thank you for having
us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
CJ Phillip is choreographer and artistic director of Dance and Be More. Wisheng Francois and Faith Bender both play the role of Carmen in the high school adaptation of the opera we've been discussing called Voices of Carmen. You can see a preview at 11 a.m. today at the Motorhouse Black Box Stage as part of Artscape. Then there are performances at the Baltimore School for the Arts July 30th through August 2nd, and finally on Saturday, August 3rd at the Kennedy Center Millennium Stage in Washington. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. After the break on the record, a Stoop story. Stay tuned for that.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.